科学不是真理。
Science is not truth.
中国未来无限第一集，43:9的裂缝。
China's future unlimited. Episode 439:43 The crack.
很多人心里住着一尊神，名字叫科学。
Many people have a god in their hearts, and his name is science.
他们以为科学发现的就是真理。
They thought that scientific discoveries were facts.
写在教科书里的
as written in the textbook,
就是宇宙的终极答案。
That's the ultimate answer to the universe.
如果有人说科学不是真理，
If someone says science is not truth,
多半会被当作反智主义者。
Most likely to be seen as a counter-revolutionary.
但说这话的人
But the person who said this
可能恰恰是读过最多书的人。
Perhaps it is precisely those who have read the most books.
科学从来就不是真理。
Science is never truth.
科学是一套在特定边界内暂时有效的工具。
Science is a set of tools that are temporarily effective within a specific range.
他从不声称自己发现了终极答案。
He never claimed to have found the ultimate answer.
他的全部力量恰恰在于他诚实地标出了自己的边界。
His entire strength lies in his honesty in setting his own boundaries.
并且随时准备在边界被打破时修正自己。一个理论的真正价值
And be prepared to revise their theory at any time when the boundary is broken.
不在于他能解释多少现象
It's not about how much he can explain.
而在于他能否坦然告诉你
The key is whether he can honestly tell you.
我在哪里会失效
Where am I going to fail?
要讲清楚这一点
To explain this clearly,
我想以水星近日点进动为线索
I want to use the position of Mercury's perihelion as a clue
带你走一趟人类引力理论迭代的完整历程
Take you on a complete journey through the evolution of the theory of human gravity
从牛顿到爱因斯坦
From Newton to Einstein
从一个43:9的裂缝到全新的时空观。
From a 40-second crack to a new understanding of time and space.
同时
At the same time,
我也会引证华威韬定律和中国两弹一星的历程。来回答一个更现实的问题。
I will also cite the example of Huawei's compliance with laws and the history of China's two bombs and one star program to answer a more realistic question.
在今天这场没有终点的科学接力中
In today's science relay race without a finish line.
中国人处于什么位置
What is the position of the Chinese?
1687年
1687
牛顿出版了《自然哲学的数学原理》
Newton published Mathematical Principles of Natural Philosophy.
他在里面写下了运动三大定律和万有引力定律。
He wrote the three laws of motion and the law of universal gravitation inside.
用一套简洁的数学公式
Use a concise mathematical formula.
统一了天上的运动和地上的运动。
Unified the movement in the sky and the movement on the ground.
苹果落地和月亮绕地球转。
Apple falling and the moon orbiting the earth.
原来遵循的是同一种规律。
It turns out that the same rule applies.
这是人类历史上第一次把天界和地界装进同一个框架里。
This is the first time in human history that the heavens and the earth have been put into the same framework.
牛顿力学统治了物理学200多年。
Newtonian mechanics has dominated physics for 200 years.
他预言了哈雷彗星的回归。
He predicted the return of Halley's comet.
解释了海洋的潮汐。
Explains the tides of the ocean.
帮助天文学家找到了海王星。
Help astronomers find Neptune.
1846年。
1846.
法国天文学家勒维耶仅凭一支笔和一叠稿纸。
Far duo tan wen zu jir wa wai yi jin ping yi zhai bai hi yi dai gao zhai.
就从天王星轨道的微小偏移中推算出海王星的位置。
Calculate the position of Neptune based on the small deviation of its orbit from Uranus's orbit.
天文学家把望远镜对准他指定的坐标。真的找到了那颗此前从未被发现的蓝色行星。
Astronomers have successfully located the previously undiscovered blue planet, pointing their telescopes at the specified coordinates.
这是牛顿力学的巅峰时刻。
This is a peak moment in Newtonian mechanics.
一个人用数学在宇宙中准确捕鱼。
A person uses mathematics to accurately fish in the universe.
但牛顿力学有一个无处不在的前提。
However, Newtonian mechanics has a ubiquitous assumption.
低速，弱引力。
Low speed, weak gravity.
宏观尺度，在这个范围内。
Macro scale within this range.
它是完美的。
It's perfect.
超出这个范围，裂缝开始显现。
Cracks begin to appear beyond this range.
水星是离太阳最近的行星。
Mercury is the closest planet to the sun.
绕太阳一圈只需要88天。
It takes 88 days to orbit the sun.
因为它离太阳太近。
Because he was too close to the sun.
跑得又快。
Fast,
从地球上观测
from Earth's observation,
它极其困难
It is very difficult.
它总是出没在日出前的晨曦或日落后的余晖里
He always appears in the dawn or the twilight after sunset.
像一颗害羞的幽灵
Like a shy ghost.
但也正因为它离太阳最近，它受太阳引力的影响
Also, because he is closest to the sun, he is affected by the sun's gravity.
最强
The best.
任何微小的异常都会被放大
Any small anomaly will be magnified.
19世纪中叶，天文学家精确测量了它的轨道。
Around the middle of the 19th century, astronomers precisely measured his orbit.
发现一个令人不安的事实。
I found something disturbing.
水星每转完一圈
，Mercury completes one revolution.
它的近日点，轨道上离太阳最近的那个点，都会往前挪动一点点。
The point where it's closest to the sun will move a little bit forward on the orbit.
这个挪动量极其微小。
This displacement is extremely small.
每百年大约5600焦秒
Approximately 560 seconds per century.
其中绝大部分可以用牛顿力学解释。金星
Most of which can be explained by Newtonian mechanics.
地球火星
Earth, Mars.
木星
Jupiter.
土星的引力像无数只无形的手。
The gravity of Saturn is like countless invisible hands.
从四面八方拉扯着水星。
Pulling from all sides.
牛顿的公式算得出来。
Newton's formula can be calculated.
每一只手的力道都算得出来。加在一起。
The force of each hand can be calculated and added together.
大约是5557焦秒。
Approximately 5,577 seconds.
但观测值是5600焦秒。
However, the observed value is 5,600 parsecs.
中间差了 整整43角秒。
43 seconds short.
43角秒是什么概念？
What is a 40 triangle second?
你把手臂伸直。
You extend your arms.
竖起一根手指。
Raise a finger.
它遮挡住的星空面积大约是43角秒的好几十倍。
The area he covered was about 40 times the size of a triangle and several tens of times larger.
就是这么一个连肉眼都无法分辨的微小数字。
It's just a tiny number that's too small to be seen with the naked eye.
在牛顿力学的大厦上凿出了一道裂缝。
Created a crack in Newton's foundation.
第一个认真追究这43角秒的人是法国天文学家勒维耶。1859年
The first person to seriously investigate the 40 triangles was French astronomer Lévesque in 1859.
勒维耶发表了关于水星轨道的详尽计算。
Lévy published a detailed calculation about the orbit of Mercury.
他的第一反应几乎是本能的。
His first reaction was almost instinctive.
一定还有一颗我们没发现的行星。
There must be a planet that we haven't discovered yet.
它藏在水星轨道内侧。
He is hidden inside the inner orbit of Mercury.
离太阳极近。
Closest to the sun.
他给它取名叫火神星。罗马神话中的火。
He named him Fire after the fire in Roman mythology.
以锻造之神。
As the god of forging.
接下来的几十年。
In the following decades.
全世界的天文学家展开了一场疯狂的搜寻。
The world's astronomers launched a frantic search.
日食。
Solar eclipse.
成了最好的狩猎窗口。
It became the best hunting window.
月亮遮住太阳耀眼的光盘。
The moon obscures the dazzling light of the sun.
火神星也许就会从阴影边缘探出头来。
Maybe Mars will emerge from the shadows.
1860年。
1860.
有人在日食期间报告看到了一颗可疑的小亮点。
Someone reported seeing a suspicious small light during the time in Weich.
但进一步的观测证明
However, further observations have shown that
那只是一颗已知的小行星。
That was just a known asteroid.
类似的发现在接下来的半个世纪里反复上演。
Similar incidents occurred repeatedly in the following half century.
每一次都以失望告终。
Each time, it ends in disappointment.
1877年的日食。
The solar eclipse of 1877.
美国组织了近200名观测者奔赴全国各地。
The United States organized nearly 200 observers to travel across the country.
那是当时人类历史上规模最大的一次天文观测行动。
That was the largest astronomical observation campaign in human history.
目的只有一个。
The only purpose is one.
找到火神星。
Find the fire god.
结果仍然是一无所获。
The result was still fruitless.
今天我们知道了火神星不存在。那43角秒。
Today we learned that the 42nd triangle doesn't exist on Mars.
不是来自一颗隐藏行星。
Not from a hidden planet.
而是来自牛顿力学本身的边界。
Instead, it comes from the boundaries of Newtonian mechanics itself.
牛顿的工具箱里。
Newton's toolbox.
没有处理强引力场的扳手。水星。
No wrench for handling strong gravitational fields, Mercury.
离太阳太近。
Too close to the sun.
他所在的引力场太强。
He was in a very strong gravitational field.
牛顿的公式在这个区域开始失效。
Newton's attack began to fail in this area.
不是牛顿算错了。
It's not Newton who made a mistake.
是他的理论有一个适用范围。
His theory has a scope of application.
而水星近日点恰恰落在了这个范围之外。
And the perihelion of Mercury just happened to fall outside this range.
这就是科学的有限性。
This is the limitation of science.
他从不假装自己是万能的。
He never pretended to be all-knowing.